I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And this story caught my eye because I just think it's very rare for something like this to happen. As a matter of fact, I think it's the most urgent time in some two decades, almost 20 years, that there is a blood shortage. That a shortage of blood that has been donated. And this is across the country, and it affects the Twin Cities area and the Dakotas as well. And I'm joined by Sue Thiesinger, who is with the American Red Cross, to talk a little bit about this shortage and something that the Red Cross has come up with to maybe try to do something about it. She's the regional communications manager. Sue, hey, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday in the new year here. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing great, trying to stay warm today.
I hope so. Hey, first of all, let's talk about this. Did I overstate this? Is it about the most dire need in almost 20 years?
Actually, it's a little bit different. Right now, we're experiencing an emergency blood shortage because the nation has the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years.
Ah, okay. And I'm sure that what happened to the people who used to step up and donate blood? Have they lost interest or changed, or did something change after, let's say, the pandemic?
Well, the pandemic certainly contributed to this. But, you know, I think we have an aging population, and so some of those people are no longer able to donate for whatever reason. There's not an upper age limit to donate as long as you meet all the other eligibility criteria. But those people do come into, you know, complications in giving blood as you get really old. And so we're really trying to encourage those younger people to start donating blood. You can donate blood when you're 16 years old in the state of Minnesota. And so it's really important to start that lifelong habit of donating blood. You can donate blood every 56 days. So we really want to get the word out about people joining our life-saving mission, or if they haven't given for a while, to rethink it. And you were talking earlier about New Year's resolutions. This is a great way to make a difference in the new year.
Ah, thanks. That's a good point. Very good point, Sue. So every 56 days, assuming they meet the requirements, what are some of the requirements? Can you outline this for me?
Sure. It's really easy. You need to be 16 years old. You need to be generally good health. You need to weigh 110 pounds. And so those are really the main criteria. And so most people are able to give. But what I find really staggering is the statistic. 62% of the U.S. population is eligible to donate, yet only 3% do. And I think that's staggering. We need to move the needle on that.
Well, and there are different types. Maybe you can help me understand, too, because I have some friends who donate platelets, friends who donate plasma, friends who donate blood on a regular basis. What is the difference? Can you outline that briefly for me, Sue?
Well, briefly, a blood donation is a whole blood donation that consists of three blood components. It's red cells, platelets, and plasma. And when you spin those off, then that's a platelet donation or a plasma donation. But a whole blood donation, all three blood components.
Okay, now, if somebody's...
They have a little bit different... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, they all take a, you know, it's a different procedure for each type of donation, and some take a little longer than the other. Whole blood is really needed right now. Platelets, too. Platelets only have a shelf life of 5 days. So as soon as you donate them and they're manufactured, they're practically immediately transfused to a patient who needs them.
Okay, now here's something I'm curious about, because I recently had a couple of surgeries, back surgeries. Would I have required blood, or do I know if I needed blood for my surgeries, or is it just something they have standing by just in case? How does that work in a situation like that, Sue?
Well, I think the hospitals have to have an inventory of all blood types in case patients need them. And that's what we're concerned about right now. Right now, donations are coming in. I mean, distribution to hospitals is going out faster than donations are coming in. So what we want to do is make sure that we can meet hospital demand for blood products and for the patients who need them, whether it's a surgery patient or a chemotherapy patient might need a blood or platelet transfusion. And wouldn't that be terrible if blood wasn't there when they needed it?
I totally agree with you on that situation. So, and we started down, you started to tell me, how long for a person to go in and donate whole blood? What's the time commitment during that that donation when they're going in to do that?
Sure. Well, we ask people to kind of reserve about an hour out of your day. Typically, it won't take that long, but you come in, you register, you go through a little mini physical where we take your temperature, your blood pressure, check your hemoglobin level, your pulse rate, kind of make sure you're healthy that day to donate blood. And then you actually donate, and that takes only about 5 to 10 minutes. And then you kind of go through a little recovery process where you have cookies and juice. That's some people's favorite part. And then you go about your day knowing that you've really made a life-saving difference in someone's, you know, life. And so it really, it could take anywhere between 30 and 60 minutes.
Well, and I want to get to this part, too, because this is what I was hinting at as we started the show this afternoon here. Because of this dire need and this very severe shortage, the American Red Cross has come up with a unique way to hopefully attract. Now, it's a long shot, but it could be you. There's no reason it couldn't be you. If you come in and donate blood, you could be eligible to win Super Bowl tickets.
That's right. It's an exciting partnership with the NFL. And so during Blood Donor Month, which is January, we're urging individuals to give blood or platelets to help tackle the emergency blood shortage. So when you come in to give blood, you're automatically entered to win a trip to Las Vegas to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, Super Bowl 58. I understand that they get a something like a $1,000 gift card. They get airfare, accommodations, and tickets to the game. So that's a sweet package. Now, there's only one package like that, but hopefully we encourage many people to come in, because ultimately the reason you're doing this is to help the person next to you that may need that blood.
Absolutely, and you're not in the running for this unless you do make that blood donation appointment and keep it. And so it's another way to encourage people to keep their appointments. You know, winter weather like we've experienced this past week and cold, oftentimes people cancel their appointments. And so we need to make sure that we entice people to come out and give if it's safe to do so, and make a blood donation this January.
Well, and I promise you, this is part of a resolution, promise you and promise myself that I'm going to, the last time I gave blood, and sadly it's been too long, but the last time I did it, it was like just so quick. I mean, I think the woman who was assisting said, boy, I don't think I've ever seen anybody fill a bag that fast before. So just, I was, maybe it's a little bit. Hey, how about this, though? Sue Thiesinger is the regional communications manager on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline here. But how about people who say, well, they don't need my blood. My blood's just ordinary, or it's not anything special. What do you say to people who offer that excuse or that reason for not doing it?
Well, there is a blood shortage right now, and so what I would say is all types are needed. Whether you have the most common blood type or the most rare blood type, we need your blood. And so it's really important, like I said earlier, to move that needle on how many people are coming out to donate blood. So we hope that people don't self-defer or make excuses. We hope that they make a resolution in 2024 to give blood. If more people gave more often, we wouldn't be in a shortage situation. So I would say, you know, that's not really correct. We need everybody to step up right now.
Okay. I have seen people like with a sticker on their car, you know, a member of the 200-gallon club or something like that. So they're lifelong blood donors. A question comes in via the CCO talk and text line here at 651-461-9226. Somebody wondering, and I think I know the answer, but they're wondering, do they get paid for donating blood? The American Red Cross doesn't work that way, do they?
No, we don't. We rely on the generosity of people to step up and roll up a sleeve. We don't pay for people to donate blood. And again, we just really rely on the generosity of people. It's an act of volunteerism.
And you can go, if you just Google Red Cross, blood donation, whatever, it'll take you right to a page where you can book a time, make an appointment right online, and then just follow up and keep that appointment.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, John. And we also have a Red Cross blood donor app that you can download right on your mobile phone, which most of us have. It's a really great app, and one of the unique things about it is you can track your donation. So if you make your blood donation appointment on the app, then it'll trace your journey of your blood donation. So you'll end up knowing where your blood donation went, whether it stayed locally to help someone in need or if it went somewhere across the country. We are able to get blood wherever it's needed the most. So it's really fun for people to say, hey, my blood went to a hospital in Denver or Puerto Rico, or hey, right in my own community, it went to help someone here. So it's a great way to keep track of your blood donation, when you're eligible next. And it's a fun tool for people to use. Again, you can go there, or you can go to redcrossblood.org, or you can always call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay, final question here, and I'll let you go. And I didn't mean to take up your entire afternoon, but I hope that we are encouraging people to be involved with all of this, Sue. But somebody was wondering, are there certain medications, if you're on certain medications, that you're not eligible then? This is all part of the history when you're doing the donation, right?
Right, and that's a really great question. There are some medications that will defer you. However, we don't want people to make assumptions. We don't want them to self-defer. If you have any questions about the medications that you're on, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS. We have people that have a list of those medications, and they can verify whether that's one that'll make you not eligible to donate blood. There's a myth out there, like a lot of people say, oh, I'm diabetic and I'm on insulin, so I can't donate. And that's simply not true. A lot of times when you're on insulin and you have it under control with that medication, you're still eligible to donate. So don't self-defer. Check it out before you make that decision.
Oh, good. I'm glad you that our friend asked the question, and I'm glad that you knew the answer. So, yeah, 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can get all the answers that you need right there. And somebody that is donating blood in this month of January is going to, as you help to tackle the blood shortage, I like the way you worked that in earlier, Sue, as they help to do that, they will, somebody is somewhere across the country is going to win tickets and airfare, accommodations, and even $1,000 gift card to go to Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas, no matter. So it's a big deal all the way around. So you have a great afternoon. Thank you. I hope you have a strong finish here for the remainder of January. And I know that just chatting with you, I am going to, when I am off the air today, I am going to go online at redcross.com. And get all the details that I need so that I can step up and do this. So, hey, thanks. Hey, keep in touch.
John, that's awesome. That's really awesome that you're going to do that. And now that you've said it out loud, that holds you accountable. So I can't wait to hear how your donation goes.
Well, and Josh Wheeler, who is the person in charge at CCO this afternoon, he will hold me to it. He'll follow up with me and say, well, did you do it, Hines? And it's like, yes, I did. So I will make sure I get it done. I'll do it this coming week, Sue. Thank you.
Wonderful. Take a selfie and send it to me. I'd love to see it.
Okay, I will do that. You have a great week, and we will chat with you. Have a great finish here for this month of January, and we'll keep in touch, and
thanks
you do
so
the
much.
Same. All right. And this story caught my eye because I just think it's very rare for something like this to happen. As a matter of fact, I think it's the most urgent time in some two decades, almost 20 years, that there is a blood shortage. A shortage of blood that has been donated. And this is across the country, and it affects the Twin Cities area and the Dakotas as well. And I'm joined by Sue Thiesinger, who is with the American Red Cross, to talk a little bit about this shortage and something that the Red Cross has come up with to maybe try to do something about it. She's the regional communications manager. Sue, hey, good afternoon. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday in the new year here. How are you doing?
Hi, John. I'm doing great, trying to stay warm today.
I hope so. Hey, first of all, let's talk about this. Did I overstate this? Is it about the most dire need in almost 20 years?
Actually, it's a little bit different. Right now, we're experiencing an emergency blood shortage because the nation has the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years.
Ah, okay. And I'm sure that what happened to the people who used to step up and donate blood? Have they lost interest or changed, or did something change after, let's say, the pandemic?
Well, the pandemic certainly contributed to this, but, you know, I think we have an aging population, and so some of those people are no longer able to donate for whatever reason. There's not an upper age limit to donate as long as you meet all the other eligibility criteria, but those people do come into, you know, complications in giving blood as you get really old. And so we're really trying to encourage those younger people to start donating blood. You can donate blood when you're 16 years old in the state of Minnesota. And so it's really important to start that lifelong habit of donating blood. You can donate blood every 56 days. So we really want to get the word out about people joining our life-saving mission, or if they haven't given for a while, to rethink it. And you were talking earlier about New Year's resolutions. This is a great way to make a difference in the new year.
Ah, thanks. That's a good point. Very good point, Sue. So every 56 days, assuming they meet the requirements, what are some of the requirements? Can you outline this for me?
Sure. It's really easy. You need to be 16 years old. You need to be generally good health. You need to weigh 110 pounds. And so those are really the main criteria. And so most people are able to give. But what I find really staggering is the statistic. 62% of the U.S. population is eligible to donate, yet only 3% do. And I think that's staggering. We need to move the needle on that.
Well, and there are different types. Maybe you can help me understand, too, because I have some friends who donate platelets, friends who donate plasma, friends who donate blood on a regular basis. What is the difference? Can you outline that briefly for me, Sue?
Well, briefly, a blood donation is a whole blood donation that consists of three blood components. It's red cells, platelets, and plasma. And when you spin those off, then that's up platelet donation or a plasma donation, but a whole blood donation, all three blood components.
Okay, now,
they
if somebody's...
have a little bit different... Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, they all take a... You know, it's a different procedure for each type of donation, and some take a little longer than the other. Whole blood is really needed right now. Platelets, too. Platelets only have a shelf life of 5 days. So as soon as you donate them and they're manufactured, they're practically immediately transfused to a patient who needs them.
Okay, now here's something I'm curious about, because I recently had a couple of surgeries, back surgeries. Would I have required blood, or do I know if I needed blood for my surgeries, or is it just something they have standing by just in case? How does that work in a situation like that, Sue?
Well, I think the hospitals have to have an inventory of all blood types in case patients need them. And that's what we're concerned about right now. Right now, donations are coming in. I mean, distribution to hospitals is going out faster than donations are coming in. So what we want to do is make sure that we can meet hospital demand for blood products and for the patients who need them, whether it's a surgery patient or a chemotherapy patient might need a blood or platelet transfusion. And wouldn't that be terrible if blood wasn't there when they needed it?
I totally agree with you on that situation. So, and we started down, you started to tell me, how long for a person to go in and donate whole blood? What's the time commitment during that that donation when they're going in to do that?
Sure. Well, we ask people to kind of reserve about an hour out of your day. Typically, it won't take that long, but you come in, you register, you go through a little mini physical where we take your temperature, your blood pressure, check your hemoglobin level, your pulse rate, kind of make sure you're healthy that day to donate blood. And then you actually donate, and that takes only about 5 to 10 minutes. And then you kind of go through a little recovery process where you have cookies and juice. That's some people's favorite part. And then you go about your day knowing that you've really made a life-saving difference in someone's, you know, life. And so it really, it could take anywhere between 30 and 60 minutes.
Well, and I want to get to this part, too, because this is what I was hinting at as we started the show this afternoon here. Because of this dire need and this very severe shortage, the American Red Cross has come up with a unique way to hopefully attract. Now, it's a long shot, but it could be you. There's no reason it couldn't be you. If you come in and donate blood, you could be eligible to win Super Bowl tickets.
That's right. It's an exciting partnership with the NFL. And so during Blood Donor Month, which is January, we're urging individuals to give blood or platelets to help tackle the emergency blood shortage. So when you come in to give blood, you're automatically entered to win a trip to Las Vegas to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, Super Bowl 58. I understand that they get a something like a $1,000 gift card. They get airfare, accommodations, and tickets to the game. So that's a sweet package. Now, there's only one package like that, but hopefully we encourage many people to come in, because ultimately the reason you're doing this is to help the person next to you that may need that blood.
Absolutely, and you're not in the running for this unless you do make that blood donation appointment and keep it. And so it's another way to encourage people to keep their appointments. You know, winter weather like we've experienced this past week and cold, oftentimes people cancel their appointments. And so we need to make sure that we entice people to come out and give if it's safe to do so, and make a blood donation this January.
Well, and I promise you, this is part of a resolution, promise you and promise myself that I'm going to, the last time I gave blood, and sadly it's been too long, but the last time I did it, it was like just so quick. I mean, I think the woman who was assisting said, boy, I don't think I've ever seen anybody fill a bag that fast before. So just, I was, maybe it's a little bit. Hey, how about this, though? Sue Thiesinger is the regional communications manager on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline here. But how about people who say, well, they don't need my blood. My blood's just ordinary, or it's not anything special. What do you say to people who offer that excuse or that reason for not doing it?
Well, there is a blood shortage right now, and so what I would say is all types are needed. Whether you have the most common blood type or the most rare blood type, we need your blood. And so it's really important, like I said earlier, to move that needle on how many people are coming out to donate blood. So we hope that people don't self-defer or make excuses. We hope that they make a resolution in 2024 to give blood. If more people gave more often, we wouldn't be in a shortage situation. So I would say, you know, that's not really correct. We need everybody to step up right now.
Okay. I have seen people like with a sticker on their car, you know, a member of the 200-gallon club or something like that. So they're lifelong blood donors. A question comes in via the CCO talk and text line here at 651-461-9226. Somebody wondering, and I think I know the answer, but they're wondering, do they get paid for donating blood? The American Red Cross doesn't work that way, do they?
No, we don't. We rely on the generosity of people to step up and roll up a sleeve. We don't pay for people to donate blood. And again, we just really rely on the generosity of people. It's an act of volunteerism.
And you can go, if you just Google Red Cross blood donation, whatever, it'll take you right to a page where you can book a time, make an appointment right online, and then just follow up and keep that appointment.
Absolutely. You're exactly right, John. And we also have a Red Cross blood donor app that you can download right on your mobile phone, which most of us have. It's a really great app. And one of the unique things about it is you can track your donation. So if you make your blood donation appointment on the app, then it'll trace your journey of your blood donation. So you'll end up knowing where your blood donation went, whether it stayed locally to help someone in need or if it went somewhere across the country. We are able to get blood wherever it's needed the most. So it's really fun for people to say, hey, my blood went to a hospital in Denver or Puerto Rico, or hey, right in my own community, it went to help someone here. So it's a great way to keep track of your blood donation, when you're eligible next, and it's a fun tool for people to use. Again, you can go there, or you can go to redcrossblood.org, or you can always call Red Cross 1-800-RED-CROSS.
Okay, final question here, and I'll let you go. And I didn't mean to take up your entire afternoon, but I hope that we are encouraging people to be involved with all of this, Sue. But somebody was wondering, are there certain medications, if you're on certain medications, that you're not eligible then? This is all part of the history when you're doing the donation, right?
Right, and that's a really great question. There are some medications that will defer you. However, we don't want people to make assumptions. We don't want them to self-defer. If you have any questions about the medications that you're on, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS. We have people that have a list of those medications, and they can verify whether that's one that'll make you not eligible to donate blood. There's a myth out there, like a lot of people say, oh, I'm diabetic and I'm on insulin, so I can't donate. And that's simply not true. A lot of times when you're on insulin and you have it under control with that medication, you're still eligible to donate. So don't self-defer. Check it out before you make that decision.
Oh, good. I'm glad you that our friend asked the question, and I'm glad that you knew the answer. So, yeah, 1-800-RED-CROSS, you can get all the answers that you need right there. And somebody that is donating blood in this month of January is going to, as you help to tackle the blood shortage. I like the way you worked that in earlier, Sue. As they help to do that, they will, somebody is somewhere across the country is going to win tickets and airfare, accommodations, and even a $1,000 gift card to go to Super Bowl 58 in Denver, or in Las Vegas, no matter. So it's a big deal all the way around. So you have a great afternoon. Thank you. I hope you have a strong finish here for the remainder of January. And I know that just chatting with you, I am going to, when I am off the air today, I am going to go online, at, redcross.com and get all the details that I need so that I can step up and do this. So, hey, thanks. Thank you. Keep in touch.
John, that's awesome. That's really awesome that you're going to do that. And now that you've said it out loud, that holds you accountable. So I can't wait to hear how your donation goes.
Well, and Josh Wheeler, who is the person in charge at CCO this afternoon, he will hold me to it. He'll follow up with me and say, well, did you do it, Hines? And it's like, yes, I did. So I will make sure I get it done. I'll do it this coming week, Sue. Thank you.
Wonderful. Take a selfie and send it to me. I'd love to see it.
Okay, I will do that. I will do that. You have a great week, and we will chat with you. Have a great finish here for this month of January, and we'll keep in touch, and
Thanks
you do
so
the
much.
Same. All right.